You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV's Camping Grill, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on the Phils. Just coming up in a few minutes. Do you feel better or the same after watching their first weekend with Duran and Harrison Bader? I feel the same. Duran's awesome. I knew that. And he locked down two saves, electric in the building, but the offense is still an issue. They intentionally walked Bryce Harper, the Tigers, in the sixth inning of an August game last night. That was a preview of October baseball. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the Phillies, though, and Moro Jomo, Eagles defensive lineman, will join us after practice today. We got some big news as soon as we signed off the air on Friday, and we kind of saw it coming because there was some chatter out there about it, but a three-page statement put out by Micah Parsons.
Did you read it?
Not the whole thing. I mean, who's got time for that? But I read enough of it to know what the gist of it was. He's requesting a trade. Here is how he ended it. He talked about never wanting to do anything like this and blah, 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 blah. But here we are. Quote, not one demand has been made by my agent about money or years or anything else. Still, I stayed quiet. But again, after repeated shots at myself and all the narratives, I have made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted to Jerry Jones personally. Micah Parsons has requested a trade away from the Dallas Cowboys. Hugh, before we get into the ramifications now for the sport, the Cowboys, the Eagles, what's your reaction to Parsons formally requesting a trade?
I wonder what happened behind closed doors. There was a lot that happened with this story this weekend. Yep. You know, there's a Dez Bryant angle. There's a Nicki Minaj angle that has to do with all of this, which is kind of weird. But I'm wondering what happened behind closed doors. There's also a Jay-Z angle and, some shady dealings that they're saying that Jerry has done in the past. So I'm more curious to know what is going on down there in Dallas and what did Jerry do to burn this bridge?
Well, let's hear from Jerry, who spoke this weekend after the Micah Parsons trade request. Here's Jerry Jones on if he would actually consider moving his star pass rusher.
Jerry, are you considering trading Micah Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this stuff and know to recognize negotiation, talk, that type of thing. And so that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. At this, the facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah and... that's just part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
What?
You said what? So,
I love the end.
Michael got a bad back.
Yeah, not taking
Mike
it seriously. Trading. Yeah. All right, let's hear from Mike on Jerry on what Micah needs to do now as camp continues without him participating.
Just to be clear, you don't feel the relationship has changed at all from the Super Bowl Big 12?
Again, I know my attitude, and my attitude is the same one I've had. I think the world of Micah, he's an outstanding player. He can really help us, but he's got to fit in with what's in the best interest of the team, and that's what the negotiation's all about.
Oh, there it is. One more here. Jerry, are you sure the relationship between you and Micah has not changed here?
Do you think this relationship is salvageable?
I think the relationship is what it is. What it is. Period.
What is it?
Well, it's our relationship. I sat with him at the Big 8 to Big 12 championship. I sat with him at the Super Bowl. I like Michael.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
All right, so he's got a 5-alarm fire on his hands. I mean, I know he says this is part of negotiation. Dak did not request a trade. Last year, CeeDee Lamb did not request a trade. This is a little bit of an up from the recent ones he's dealt with.
Did the offensive lineman a few years ago?
No, he didn't request a trade.
Yeah. Okay,
This is escalated. This is escalated. All right, yeah. Well, that obviously brings up the idea of what now, right? Will he trade him? He said no, but when push comes to shove, I'm sure offers are going to start coming in. His phone
probably
or Stephen Jones.
Ringing right now.
I'm sure they are. Well, then the question is, what should the Eagles offer? At least that's the question in my mind. I want to hear what everyone thinks on this, and I know there's a lot of people out there who just have like the he's a cowboy thing, and they don't want him here, don't like him. And that's fine. But we can be real about the player. He's one of the best players in the league. He's one of the best pass rushers in the league. And based on the early part of his career, he's one of the greatest young pass rushers ever. Like in terms of sacks in his first four years.
Yeah, he's a baller. He's a beast.
Yeah, very few players have done what he's done. So there's obviously a resume there. I want him here. I've wanted him here for a long time. I know he's a goofball. The Eagles brought another goofballs, and they put him in this culture, and they win Super Bowls with goofballs. I mean, Darius Slay was a goofball with the Lions. He was a goofball here, but he was.
I don't think you can compare Slay to Micah.
Why?
I don't think so.
Podcasts, they talk a lot.
Hold on.
Podcasts, they talk a lot. When things don't go well, they blame everybody else. But yet, you brought Slay here, and he was a loser before he got here. He lost every week. I mean, Slay lost for 6 years, and then he got here, and he became a winner.
You really felt you slept on this. You came with a strong.
They're very similar.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I hear you.
What is dissimilar?
I think that you know the caliber of player that Micah is head and shoulders above what Slay was.
I agreed.
Slay was tolerable. I think that Slay's a good player, but when you talk about his impact in that space, in that YouTube Twitter space, it's not the same as Micah's.
Micah's bigger. You and I see that. I'm just saying the Eagles have shown they'll bring in a guy that has got some me tendencies.
Yeah.
If they can help the team win.
And
Slay didn't just help them win. They got to two Super Bowls and won one with them.
I would even say CJGJ is not in the same space as a Micah Parsons.
Well, because he's better than those guys.
Well, yeah, and they both were loudmouths, but they were, I guess for a lack of a better way of saying it, controllable to a certain extent. Because their footprint in that social media space wasn't as big as Micah's.
Sure.
Micah's more of a distraction.
I mean, and right now, clearly he is. I've seen this, though, for his entire career. When he's on the field, the Cowboys have one of the best defense in the league. When he's off the field, they stink. I mean, when he got hurt, they felt like they were terrible.
Yeah.
I want him here, and I would make an offer. Now, would they trade him to the Eagles?
Nah.
Probably not, but sometimes in sports, if you make the best offer –
make them an offer they can't refuse.
Exactly. Well, I would do that. So let me throw an offer at you. To me, this is a seamless.
No.
No matter what?
Okay, what you about to offer?
Well, I mean, you said no before I even said it.
Oh, okay, what you about to offer?
Nolan Smith and a first-round pick.
No. No. What has Micah Parsons done in the postseason?
But that's not a fair way to just.
Well, I mean, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
To me, it is. Nolan Smith.
It's not.
Has. Isn't a stat where Nolan Smith has the most sacks in the postseason than any other Eagle?
The next 5 years, who's the better player?
I would say Nolan Smith.
Oh, come on.
Nolan Smith, the one thing.
I'd be shocked. I like Nolan. I'd be shocked if he's the better player than Micah.
This is a fact. I can pop tape in and show you where Micah Parsons has disappeared in games, especially when they run the ball at him.
Yes.
Nolan Smith has plays where he's blown up guards. He's taken on guard. He might have gotten hurt, but he plays the run.
2 years in, he's had a shoulder injury, and he has had a torn triceps.
But he played a run.
But that's fine. But guess what? In the next 5 years, and you guys know I like Nolan. In the next 5 years, he might play half the games. He might play three quarters of the games. Micah Parsons has played most of his games and played 85 to 90% of the snaps for 5 years in the league.
I will give you this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Micah Parsons has been on the field more than Nolan Smith.
Of course.
But Micah Parsons also has disappeared in big games a lot more than Nolan Smith.
All the Cowboys have. Again, this is why I brought up Darius Slay. Darius Slay didn't get to play in the playoffs or play one playoff game. Like, I can't not want a great player because he's had a couple of down playoff games.
I'm not giving up Nolan Smith.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat. All right, Nolan Smith and a one for Micah Parsons. Now, I think it's going to cost more. I think they're going to, if they actually trade him, to me, it's 2 first-round picks. That's what they're going to ask for.
Yeah, they're going to ask for the moon and the star.
And someone might give it to them. I don't know. I would offer Nolan Smith and a one. Kyle, famously, you've been anti-Micah Parsons over the years when these kind of things have come up. This is probably the closest we've gotten to their relationship down there, breaking apart, where he could be had. Would you offer Nolan and a one for Micah?
You know I've been all about trying to get a star pass rusher on this team, especially this offseason. Mm-hmm. I'm not even considering trading for Micah Parsons. He is such a loser, it's not even funny. And the Slay comp doesn't work for me. When we brought in Darius Slay, it took 2 years for the Eagles to become winners. They didn't become winners because they got Darius Slay here.
No, but they were comfortable bringing in a guy that is a little bit of a me guy, but a good player.
But I think what you're missing is the difference in the Eagles situation when they brought him in versus what it is right now. The Eagles are at the top of the mountain right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking to me about bringing a guy like Myles Garrett, a T.J. Watt, that's different. I think all they do is add something to the defense that we don't have that could help, you know, help keep him at the top of the mountain. This has more of a risk to it. Like, we're at the top of the mountain right now. You bring this type of loser into the locker room, I think there you run that risk of things going poorly. And add it, like, and you know, the one bad apple spoils the bunch, stuff like that. Like, I think the Eagles are good enough to where they don't need to take on this risk right now. With Darius Slay, they were a middling team, maybe a playoff team. They brought him in, won four games, and it wasn't until they really built the roster that they became a winning team. There wasn't that big, like, what was the worst thing that could have happened if they brought Darius Slay in? They still don't make the playoffs, so
right.
They stay, you know, like.
So listen, I just want to get narrow it down to this. Yeah. So Hugh doesn't love the personality, and we know Hugh doesn't quite believe he's as great of a player as other people.
He's a loser.
So for you, it's just the personality?
Because, it's obviously not his play.
Well, right. That's the play is off the charts.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's not just him. Like, it's about where the Eagles stand right now. Like, the Eagles, I think, you know, while I don't think the defense is going to be quite as good as it was last year, I think they're going to be good enough to win.
So, I just think we're overthinking this. He's one of the best players in the league. From the minute he walked in the league, he's been one of the best players.
He's been one of the best pass rushers.
No, he's been one of the best players.
Mm-hmm. Pass rushing.
Well, that's a very important thing.
It's
an
important
thing,
but again, Joe, he disappears. He disappears a lot.
The cost does matter, too, though.
Sure it does. We're basing four of his games. How many playoff games has he played in his career? Three or four? It's not like he's played a 9 or 10 or 12.
No,
you're like, that's who he is.
But he tends to disappear.
No. But think about it, though. Because if we're just think about some of the best players the Cowboys have. Dak Prescott, pretty good quarterback. CeeDee Lamb, great wide receiver. Micah Parsons, one of the top pass rushers in the league.
Right.
Why do they not win in the postseason? It's all of the loser energy.
Sure, but
there has to be something to that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is together, but if you remove them from the situation and put them on the best organization in the sport, to me, that morphs them. They come here. Like, I think
and they emulate.
No, I think, I think
they
we're almost underrating the Eagles. The Eagles have brought in a lot of losers in the past, and they become winners when they arrive here. Again, that's why I bring up Darius Slay. He lost every Sunday for 7 years.
But if we're underrating the Eagles, then why run the risk?
Because how often do you get a chance to get a player like this? It's not like, you know, they come up every year. This is a very rare instance. I would make the offer. I would offer Nolan Smith in a 1. I actually think they're going to get more for him. And it's going to end up 2-2-2-1s if they actually trade him. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. I just think we're looking for reasons not to want to bring this guy in because we don't like him.
Yes.
At least you're honest.
I don't like him. I mean, he all right. But you're asking me as a football guy, what do I see? I see a guy that disappears a lot. And you're asking me to give up a guy who has been phenomenal in a short sampling size in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And on top of that, financially, what is Michael Parsons asking for? He's asking for Myles Garrett money.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure other people are thinking the same thing. Like, it's a huge jump. A year from now, if Nolan is as good as all we think, he's going to get $25 million a year.
I don't think he's going to get as much as
good, but then he's younger.
Well, not that much. But Mike is 25 and Nolan's 24.
But if we're talking about like a 4-year contract, that does matter. Like, two years is half of that, the length
of
that contract.
I'm just saying, if money's a big part of this, we all see where this is going, right? Mike is going to ask for $42 million. He's going to try to jump Garrett, right? He's going to want the highest contract. Nolan's not going to be chief for much longer if he's as good as we think he is. Karloftis just got, what, 496?
Karloftis is a complete player, too, though.
But Karloftis, if you look at their numbers, a year, if Nolan has the kind of year when we had him in our RV here, right, and mm-hmm. you guys were joking about his sack goal,
yeah.
If he reaches his sack goal, my prediction is Nolan Smith's going to get 4 years, $100 million next
offseason. But then the difference between him and Micah is negligible, and you get to keep the first-round pick.
Sure. I get it. I'm just saying it's not $40 million to dirt cheap. Right now, it's Nolan's dirt cheap. He's not going to be that much cheaper for a while. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? This thing blew up on Friday. I would make that offer, Nolan Smith in a 1 for Micah Parsons. I don't get caught up in the cowboy thing or the loser thing. He's here. He's one of the best players in the sport. He would dominate, and they win a lot of football games with Micah Parsons. Do you want him? Sounds like Hugh and Kyle really want no part of this guy. And
zero.
I
don't see it the way you see it. I just don't see him being.
Hugh has vision.
I do have vision, though.
Mm.
I do.
Okay.
I just don't see it the way you do.
Let's go to Sean, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Joe and you. How you guys doing today?
Hey,
what's
Sean.
Going on?
Not bad. Quick Phillies point real quick. If Alvarado, when he does come back and the Phillies keep winning, do you put him in the safe situation to save Duran for the playoffs, or do you just let Duran just do his thing and, you know?
So I would let Duran, I would let Duran do his thing. What I would do, Sean, with Alvarado is I would actually use him in all sorts of spots that maybe they don't usually use him. Like, I would try to, like, obviously help, the idea would be to help them, him to help them win games. But I wouldn't put him in his old role. I wouldn't worry about where he wants to pitch. I would just say, like, hey, today Ranger pitched. He was out in the fifth. I need a clean sixth inning. You're going to pitch. The other thing I would do with him is, Sean, I wouldn't worry about his arm. I mean, he screwed the team. He had an 80-game suspension. He got to hang out for the last 2 months. I'm going to use you a lot to keep my guys fresh for the month of October because obviously we know he can't pitch in the playoffs. So I wouldn't worry about his feelings, and if that means he pitches 3 days in a row at one point because we got to save everybody else, so be it.
I agree 100%. I think and as a little – just a slight pushback on the Duran and Mariano comparison when he first came here, I saw on social media when Duran came here, they're like, they're comparing to Mariano, and Mariano was an anomaly for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Mariano's the best postseason performer I've ever seen, but like, that's a lot. That's a lot to put on him.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And this Mariano, more guys have walked on the moon than Mariano give up runs in the postseason for 20 years. I mean, let's just be honest here. I mean, Duran's good. I'm not going to take anything away from him. The guy's great, but, I mean, that's a really steep comparison before the guy even threw four pitches in his first game.
It's almost unfair, Sean. Yeah. It really is. Like, if we're saying he's Mariano Rivera, we're almost expecting, like, dominance to a level that the sport has only had one time with only him. It's a lot.
It's too high. The guy's good. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm not taking anything away from Duran. He's great. He's probably the best closer in our generation that we're going to see going forward, but that's a little bit of a steep comparison with Mariano right off the bat.
What do you think about Parsons?
Parsons, I would trade for him. I would. And Hugh, I respect you. You're great. You were in my childhood growing up with the Eagles. I love you, but from a business standpoint, you wouldn't give up Nolan Smith to make this defense better.
Let me ask you this question. Before we get into that, then I'll answer your question. How good did you think this defense was going to be last year before they actually played a game?
They were unproven, but they
No, just answer the question. How good did you think this defense was going to be before they actually played a game with all the new pieces that they had?
I was a little nervous, but they
okay.
proved themselves.
Okay, well, thank you for answering that question. So how do you know what this defense is going to be this year when you didn't even know what it was going to be last year?
Because they proved themselves. We won a Super Bowl, dude.
Okay,
so
what are you talking about? So you just answered my question. So what are you talking about?
Well, I think the idea is Mike is a better player. That's
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about adding a guy that's under 30 with a defense that's their average age is under 30, and they're going to be better.
And is potentially a disruptive person in the locker room. So what are we talking about? And potentially, you got it. What you about to say? No, you got it. You got it.
But if a top player in the league goes to a new team and to a different locker room, doesn't the guy's mindset change from an athlete standpoint? Like, doesn't he see, like, the culture and how everybody acts? Like, doesn't he automatically change? Regardless of the antics and not showing up in the postseason, like, doesn't that change mentally for the athlete, though? By how great he is?
Micah Parsons is who Micah Parsons is, in my opinion. And this culture, you got it. What are you about to say?
No, go ahead.
No, because you keep cutting me off, so the floor is yours.
All right, Sean, we appreciate it. Go ahead, Jim.
No, but what I'm saying is this. This defense is pretty good. Now, I hear what everybody's saying, but like I've said before, he disappears in the postseason.
You know, you have to get there, though, and they'll probably get to the postseason. I'm not saying they won't, but the goal is to be the number one seed. And the next 3 or 4 years, they have a better chance to win 13, 14 games a year with Micah Parsons than Nolan Smith. That's where I come down. It's not, you can't just say the postseason. You got to get there
okay.
in position.
Okay, well, I'll say this. When you pay Micah Parsons, if you give him $40 million, then somebody's going to have to leave because he's going to be your highest paid player. The one thing that the Eagles have going for them and what makes them so good is right now they still have team control defensively on that side of the ball. The highest paid player is a guy on the defense who was a special teams player a year before.
Agreed. But that's running out. The time's running out anyway. I mean, Nolan, again, I think Nolan could be a $20 to $25 million player next season. So I understand your point, Kyle's point. If Micah gets 42, that's $17 million to you. You're right. That means a player is going to be gone. I get it. That's a part of the equation. And if you don't want him because of that, that's – I mean, it is similar to the T.J. Watt thing we did, right?
A little bit.
It's similar to the Myles Garrett.
It's all about money and team control. And I was just talking to a friend of mine. In order to get a guy like Micah Parsons, think of more along the lines of what Khalil Mack – they gave up for Khalil Mack to get him to the Raiders.
Well, I wouldn't give up all that, but I'd give up that's Nolan and a one.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's going to be a haul.
It's going to be a haul, yes.
Yeah, of course. And that's why I would use Nolan on the deal because that, to me, it gives them a player back that maybe mitigate all the draft
but
picks.
But see, and here's the thing. Teams trade for a guy like Micah Parsons that are desperate to get something going. This team is not in that position. Like, we're looking at it because we're trying to bolster the defense and you know, get to the bowl. Who said we can't do all of that without that player?
We could, but he could end up in Buffalo, and we had to play him in the Super Bowl.
I mean, and okay,
one game.
And
yeah, but he's probably going to go to a Super Bowl contender.
How
right?
many?
Probably.
You could entice me more if you said he was going to go to Washington.
Well, he loves Dan Quinn. That might happen.
And what? Okay, what is Micah Parsons like? We're all afraid of Micah Parsons going to win the division. How has Micah Parsons disrupted anything that we've tried to do since he's been in the division?
Wait a second. I could use the same thing for Saquon Barkley.
No, but what I'm saying
is one player in football can't do so much.
I hear what you're saying.
So
Saquon's a great parallel.
But he did is lose for 5 years.
No, the Giants were a loser. Saquon
Cowboys are losers.
But why? Like, Micah Parsons is part of the fabric of the Cowboys.
Sure, but do we realize, like, they've been more consistently good since he got there than the last 15 years before that? They were up and down, 9-7, once in a while 13-3. Since he got there, they've been a top five defense almost all the time.
And losers.
Losers because we have fun with their expense. But the reality is they've been more consistently good with him than they were before him.
Losers.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, like, what?
The loser thing is fine. No, guess what? Okay, hold on. You know, there was a pass rusher once in New York that played on a team that won one game and three games. You know, he's sitting next to me. Then he came here and became a winner.
To call you a loser?
No, but couldn't I point it out? All this guy does is lose in New York. The Eagles are getting this guy?
But we do this.
This guy's on losing teams.
We do this with the Sixers and Joel Embiid. We're saying the Sixers consistently win 50 games.
Yes.
But then they're losers in the playoffs. And who do we blame for that?
I think basketball is a little
Embiid.
Different because the one player makes a huge difference. In football, if Dak throws three picks in the first half or they run out of time with the 49ers, there's only so much parts to do. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your calls on this segment, us yelling about all this, was brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mats technology to find the perfect mattress. Are your calls on Parsons, the Phillies? Where do you come down? Do you feel better about the Phils? And would you trade Nolan Smith at a one for Parsons? I would. Kyle and Hughes say no.
Yeah.
Moro Jomo set to join us after Eagles practice. We're live at Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, Hugh, you got a segment sponsor here, bud?
I do not, Kyle.
No, it's
good.
But
I guess we already did. Rhea's call is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive BetMatch technology to find your perfect mattress.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think Michael want to be an Eagle.
He do. He want to be Eagle bad.
He love Philly.
He be on the phone with Slay and all that. And I didn't even like, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't like that. Slay, don't be talking to them Dallas Cowboys during the season.
See, A.J. Brown gets it. Micah wants to be here, and maybe he will be. Yeah, well, I do. Welcome back.
He always talking about the Eagles.
Though. Always is. Welcome back. Midday Show live from Eagles training camp for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Your take on the Phils after the weekend. Do you feel better or the same after watching the trade deadline acquisitions? And, of course, the Parsons thing, which is blowing up on Jerry Jones here. We were just discussing during the break. We're discussing it from the Eagles' perspective, right? That's what we care about and think about.
Yeah.
I do wonder, where is the spot? Like, let's say it gets worse. Right? Let's say they reach a point where he says, no, I'm out. You're going to have to trade me. And they have to really field offers. I wonder where he's going to land. I mean, Kyle brought up, he and Dan Quinn were very close. Dan Quinn, obviously, now the head coach of the Washington Commanders. You would think the Cowboys would not want to trade him in the division if they could help it. I can't think of the right fit. Like, sometimes there's a player comes up, like when T.O. was available, right? And it's like, the Eagles were the most obvious, Super Bowl ready, so in need of a receiver. I'm trying to think of that team. I keep coming back to maybe Buffalo. They've been this close for like 5 years. They're not really paying anyone besides their quarterback. They're desperate to win. I'm trying to find the spot for him if he does get traded.
First of all, I don't think he's going to get traded.
I would think not either.
I don't think he's going to get traded, but I would just thinking outside the box here, probably going to be an AFC team. The first one that popped in my head was Baltimore.
Similar to the Bills, as in they've gotten really close,
yeah,
but they can't get over the hump.
Like, that was the first thing that I thought about when I said it, Joe. When you said it, is you never trade a player of his caliber in the division, you know, so it would probably be an AFC team. So I'm thinking maybe Baltimore,
Baltimore,
LA, Chargers.
Chargers could, sure.
And listen, I don't know how much the money matches up or what their financial situation is.
The Rams strike me as a team that could go all in.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what their financial situation is, anything like that. That's just me thinking out loud. So I would think maybe an AFC team, maybe. And I was going to say Cincinnati. They don't fit. He don't fit Cincinnati.
Well, they don't like to pay anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, they won't pay Trey Hendrickson. Yeah.
They
put all their money in the offense.
The Jets? But they got a fairly young defense.
Do you say the Steelers?
But, no, he said the Jets.
I said the Jets.
But what's the point of the Jets? They can't
I'm just throwing names.
Yeah,
out.
I mean, once in a while, a player does get traded to a weird place you're not expecting. I mean, that is, and this is obviously a huge one in NFL history if he got traded, considering his production at a young age. I would offer Nolan Smith in a one. Would you? 215-592-9494. OG Wade is up on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG.
Listen, here's the deal, Joe, and the mistake that we often make is that when we're doing these comparisons and everything, is that we never look at the reality of the matter. The reality of the matter is if you bring Nolan, if you give him up for Nolan Smith and a first rounder, you got to pay Michael Parsons $41 million plus.
Yes.
You're going to have to let AJ or Smitty go, and you're also not going to be able to sign Jalen Carter for the money that you're looking for.
I agree with some of what you said.
Hold on.
Said a lot, and some of it I agree with, but you're not just not accurate with what you're saying. Like the idea that Howie Roseman, who's the best GM in the sport, can't figure out a way to get rid of one of the receivers, which you're probably right on, but keep both defensive players, that doesn't make any sense. Of course he could.
So my point is this here is it's bigger than just the three players that I just named. This team right now, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year and then contend next year, we're going to be out anyway because basically Howie outkicked his coverage right now. You got more good players that he's drafted over the last 2-3 years that you can't pay all of these guys. You got Jordan Davis. You got Cooper DeJean. You got Quinyon Mitchell coming up. Dude, you got to be prepared for this. And if you go out there and bring a Micah Parsons in here, who in 4 playoff games have 1 sack and 2 tackles, I mean, what are we doing
here?
But,
OG, you already said it. You already said it. The day's coming. Like, forget Parsons for a second. They're going to have to make tough decisions anyway within 2 years. I mean, that day is coming. So they're going to have to pay Nolan. They're going to have to pay Jalen. Right. They're going to have to pay the 2 defensive backs, right? And that's not even including if they want to pay Jordan Davis or whatever. That's just those 4 guys. So the day you're talking about is coming anyway. So I choose to operate with let's go get the best players and figure it out.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that if you do what you're saying, see what I'm saying, you keep that first round pick that you give willing to give up for Nolan Smith.
Right.
Because you're going to need that to be able to ride off of some other stuff. I mean, this thing is about to be, you know, and on the other side is, Micah Parsons, when is the last time you seen a edge rusher with them type of with double digit sacks win the Super Bowl? They just don't do it. Your chances of winning the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. Who say that again?
Charles, you talking about the last time it's happened?
Well, Von Miller was the best player, defensive player in the sport.
Now name another one.
I don't know
one.
If there's any correlation there.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
The correlation is that. The chances of you winning a Super Bowl with Micah Parsons is way slimmer than you staying put and winning with what we got.
Are we all comfortable making Jalen Carter the highest paid defensive tackle ever in a year? Are we ready for that? Other than Aaron Donald, other than Aaron Donald, when was the last time teams won led by their defensive tackle making that much money? That doesn't happen either. It's just. There's no correlation to this.
That's a good point you raised there. You're putting it out there. So I'm looking at the whole picture and I'm considering what you're saying, but I'm denying the option to do it because of so many other things that we can do.
Now I'll give you OG. I'll give you this.
With what we got.
Right. And now it would be hard. I mean, I understand your point in that it would be challenging. I'm just saying it's not impossible. And OG, we appreciate the phone call to fit all this together. And I think it's coming anyway. The day is coming anyway, sooner than we want to admit, where the defense will get expensive. And then, Hugh,
they're going to cut bait.
Well, one of two things will happen, right? It's either they're going to have to say, let's use these 4. Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Cooper, right? Those are the 4 with the upside, I think, right? And then Jahad Campbell just started. He's got
a while.
But just those 4. The reality is if they all reach their potential and stay healthy, at some point they're going to have to say goodbye to one of them. Or pay all 4 and probably say goodbye to someone on the offense.
Let me help you out with
probably
that.
Probably what's good. I can't see anything but one of those 2 options.
Let me help you out with that, Joe.
Okay.
And what I'm going to say is probably going to make a lot of people mad, but it's the truth.
Here we go.
It's harder to find a Jalen Carter. It's easy to find a Quinyon Mitchell. It's easy to find a Cooper. It's as talented as he is. It's a lot easier to find those guys than it is to find a Jalen Carter.
I agree with you.
So if you're asking me if in 4 years I had to sign one guy that I was going to keep for the long haul, it's Jalen Carter.
There's also the other option. As this all happens, the offensive guys will get older.
Yeah.
I'm like, I if the Eagles come out this year and they run the ball a lot, I will continue to say, why are we paying both receivers?
Yeah.
I mean, like, especially as they have to eventually pay the defensive players. This is without Parsons as part of it. This is just the guys they have.
Yeah. But when you think of Jalen Carter, think of, and I know this is an old school name, a guy like Jerry Ball, Vita Vea, Cortez Kennedy, you know, Warren Sapp, guys that, like, it's hard to find D tackles with the skill set that Jalen Carter has. And I would even go as far as to say, even when Jalen Carter's pass rush days are behind him, he probably going to steal about 4 or 5 more years in the league just because of his ability to stop the run.
Well, Fletcher did that.
Yeah, I mean, that is the absolute hardest position to find. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, you got lucky because you got two good players in one draft. So, you know, you could probably find some of those guys, but those D tackles, those cornerstone guys, you're going to pay that cat.
Let's hear from Howie. Beginning of training camp a few weeks ago, it caught my attention because it's this, you know, whether it be Trey Hendrickson or now a Micah Parsons, I heard him say this, and it made me think if there's an opportunity, Howie's always out there lurking. Here's Howie a couple weeks ago.
Howie, you spent part of the offseason with maintenance. How would you, characterize the financial state of the team in the season, the flexibility to make mid-season moves if possible?
Yeah, I think that you got to look at that again just the same way we look at the resource allocation question. For us, it's the picks that we have. We have a lot of picks next year. We're expecting to have 13 picks in next year's draft, and those can be used to improve the team this year. They can be used to improve the team next year. They could be used to improve the team in the third year, you know. And so I think from our perspective, whatever opportunity comes about that can improve this football team, I mean, if there's an incremental difference on a player who's the 90th guy from a guy who's on the street, we're going to make that change. And we owe that to our fans. We owe that to our players. We owe that to Jeffrey, to do whatever we can to keep improving the talent level on the team. And so the way that I look at it is that we have a lot of young players coming down the pipeline that we want to keep in Philadelphia, but we want to win. And we want to win right now. We want to win next year, and we want to win going forward. And that's my job, to try to balance it, and I'll do whatever I can to make sure that that happens.
I can't get those words out of my head. It's our job to balance it. We want to win right now, and it's our job to bring in the most talent we could possibly find. Players like this don't become available in August. I mean, it just doesn't happen. That's why I'd be fascinated to find out if they've called the Cowboys and if they've put a real offer out there.
Well, I'm pretty sure his price tag is hefty.
Of course it is.
And I would think that if Howie's doing his due diligence, you want to see what number you could potentially be working with.
And look, I don't want to give up 3 first-round picks. Like, I'm not willing. I don't think the Eagles need to go above and beyond to blow everyone out of the water to get this player.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, and a lot of people said, they've got a great thing going anyway. But if I can get him for Nolan Smith at a first-round pick, I'm in. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Philadelphia. Good morning.
Way to switch up. Way to switch.
Do we like the new one? Because it used to be Good Morning, Philadelphia, and now it's Philadelphia, Good Morning. Hugh?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. I'm not going to ask.
Life, I'm out gentlemen.
On both.
three guarantees in life.
Yep.
Taxes, death, and the Jerry Jones-led Cowboys have been and continue to be nothing but an absolute clown show. I mean, honest to God, who's got it better than we do? To steal a line from Harbaugh? Nobody, baby.
It's the best, and I'm going to miss Jerry when he goes to the upper room.
In the upper.
It is so much fun to watch them implode every year.
I've got an announcement at the end, too, that's in regards to this whole thing. But, hey, Joe, I got a question for you.
Because
you're, and I'm going to tell you right now, I would, you know, take the money out of it. I would love to have Micah Parsons part of this team. But I am a giant Nolan Smith fan, and I think that he's going to be our next Brandon Graham. I think he's going to be with us for 10, 15 years. I think he's got that Seth Joyner, you know, ability on the field to just be a game wrecker and an absolute nightmare for opposing offenses. And, you know, so here's my question to you. Because you're talking about a first-round pick in Nolan Smith.
Yes.
And the first round pick to the Eagles, this is what it's meant to them. Would you do Jahad Campbell and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
Yes.
Would you do Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
I might have some pause now.
Would you do Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
That is what this first round pick means to the Eagles right now. They are Howie Roseman is in a space right now that he can do no wrong.
Aaron, you know as well as I do, that's not going to last forever. Not every first round pick, it's impossible, right? Like even the best GMs, even if you go 80% in the first round, you're going to have some duds. So one of these years, one of these kids, and maybe it's just because of injuries or whatever, they just won't become as great as the recent one. That's the way this works. We can't keep counting on that.
With Nolan Smith, is I'm going to use a big boy word here.
Uh-oh.
It's synergy.
Synergy.
What we don't take into account is the connection between Smith, Carter, Davis, and Dean. And all the years that they have worked together, them combined on that field, on that Eagles defense, it's nothing but pure magic.
I agree, but I can't let that supersede building the best team. I agree with you, and if it stays this way and they stay together, I'm cool with it, especially if Jordan Davis plays up this year and the way he looks in camp. He very well looks like he's poised to, but you know, I got to make the best decisions for the team. We could just give up lifetime contracts because they're all from Georgia?
Joe, do you not realize that we have two young defensive ends that are going to be absolute monsters this year?
Well, I don't know that for a fact.
All you got to do is watch the Super Bowl. It's going to be a special year. But hey, guess I've got a special announcement.
Mm. What you got?
I'm giving the midday show an absolute exclusive.
Uh-oh.
That on Thursday, Aaron in San Diego is going to be on location. It has to do with the topic of today, and it also has to do with a caller that calls in all the time, and he's a top five worst callers of all time. But we're going to be on location in Oxnard, California.
You're going to Cowboys camp? You're going to snoop
for
us?
We're going to Cowboys camp. Let's go, Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now, are you going to do the chant
Yeah, I need him to chant at Jerry Jones. And I need him to get himself thrown out. I need Aaron to make a spectacle of himself. All right, so I have a couple more potential Micah Parsons trade ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to gauge your reaction. I want to see where the line is where I start to pique your interest a little bit.
Okay.
So Nolan Smith in a first, you're out.
Okay.
Jalix Hunt, a one and a two.
For Micah Parsons?
This is all for Micah Parsons. I think I piqued your interest.
I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
You didn't have a flat no.
I'm trying to be fair and balanced because okay. I have no ill will towards Micah, but I like what this young team is building.
Sure.
So I'm going to say no.
Okay. A one, a three, and Tanner McKee. Oh, come on.
The future.
Future of what?
Future quarterback. Maybe in about 10, 15 years. He might be a Doug Peterson.
So hold on. You're selling me on not trading for Parsons because Doug Peterson?
Can I just say where my mindset is?
They grow on trees, Doug Peterson, as a player.
Can I tell you what my mind is with this?
Go ahead.
The Eagles have done a great job of drafting over the last – well, they've done a pretty good job of drafting.
I would say close to great, yeah.
Well, over the last, what, 10 seasons?
Well, I would say for the last five, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something to be said about being in a position where you've developed players and they're being homegrown. Now, that's kind of where my mindset is when you're talking about trading these guys. Jalix Hunt looks like he could be potentially a future baller. You know, I'm not going to go as far as to say Pro Bowler, but a very, very serviceable player.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I would say Nolan Smith has Pro Bowl potential.
I agree with that.
I think the thing that we're missing in all of this is the homegrown aspect of having your players. Now, I look at a player like Ike Reese. Ike Reese is a Eagles legend that was drafted by the Eagles. You know what I mean? I think for them that says a lot. When you look at most of the players that we love and revere around here, they were drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles.
But A.J. Brown was a trade.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley's a free agent.
And as you see, you know, outside of A.J., Saquon, and a few other people, the core of this group is homegrown individuals and player development. I think for the Eagles, that says a lot about their organization. That means a lot to them.
As it should. And if everything's the same and they don't have an opportunity to get a truly, truly great player, then I'm fine. I like that. I think it's a more sustainable model. But this is that kind of player.
And there you have it, Joe. Sustainable.
This is a sustainable model. But when a player this good pops, because you mentioned, no, I agree with you, Nolan has Pro Bowl potential. Jelix has good player potential. Micah Parsons has Canton bust potential. Probably going to be there. I mean, if I had a guess without injury, he's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
But I tell you what, it's something to be said about cultivating your own seeds and putting yourself in a position where the business model works.
But if that was the thought, AJ Brown would have never arrived. Like at some point, you break the model for the great player.
Well, you this is the model. You push in and you get like. The core of your group is your guys, the guys that you've drafted.
Yeah.
And when you see you're close and somebody can push you over the top, then you make those moves. The point that I'm making is this. We are not in a position where we're desperate to make a move for Micah Parsons.
I totally agree. This is more of an opportunity to do something than a desperation. Kyle, the other two ideas I threw out.
Nope.
Flat nose.
No, I don't.
A three and Tanner McKee?
First of all, I think you're underestimating how important the backup quarterback is. For the Eagles,
they can get another one. I'm not underestimating.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Like who?
Give me a list of who's available. I mean, or I'll trade for one.
I don't think anyone good is available right now.
You want
Kyle McCord or DTR out there taking snaps if Jalen Hurts misses four games?
Within a few weeks, when the Browns decide they're going to win two games anyway, they'll give us Joe Flacco for a fifth-round pick.
Are we going to get Kenny Pickett back?
Sure. Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, whoever loses the job in Cleveland. So you would really say no to one of three and Tanner McKee?
I don't want Micah Parsons here.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. See, that we've reached the problem here.
I mean, it's like a non-starter for me.
I'm
giving up a one also? No.
Well, how are we getting him? It's not charity.
I'm not getting him.
Well, then fine.
That's what you're missing. Yeah. I don't want him.
Yeah, crazy. It actually is ridiculous. Jack said this on Afternoon on Friday. At least Spike and Ike were on the side of get a great player in Micah Parsons.
Great loser.
Great player.
Loser.
Saquon Barkley lost a lot. There's so many players that lose in the NFL and then they get out of losing places and they win.
Yeah, but like, are we even going to compare Saquon Barkley as an attitude guy to Micah Parsons?
But
we have brains. We can see this.
Well, I made this slight comparison.
Being on a losing team isn't necessarily being a loser.
Sure,
like Micah Parsons is a loser himself.
And I could have said, and I probably did when they traded for him, that Slay was a loser. Acted like one, talked like one, but he was a great player, and he assimilated in here quite fine. Mm. Well, he did. I mean, well, he had his moments, but guess what? They won.
We got him, and they won four games the very next year.
Yes, right, but then they went to the Super Bowl 2 years later. And my point is, if you have I think you guys are underrating the Eagles' ability to have culture. They'll put anyone in here, and the thing will keep moving. This is a conveyor belt of winning now. 215-592-90. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls and all this coming up. The Phillies over the weekend, what you saw, Johan Duran, with closing two games. You good? At least I didn't get Duran.
Duran.
I love him. What a great acquisition. But do you feel differently or the same after watching the Phillies over the weekend? I feel the same, where the pitching is going to be dynamite, and they're going to close these games out. But I still have concerns with the offense. Bryce Harper intentionally walked last night, and the Micah Parsons situation. Would you trade a one on Nolan Smith to get him?
No.
I would. Hugh would not. Kyle, I don't think there's any offer. Right? I think the Cowboys could give him to the Eagles, and Kyle wouldn't accept him on the team.
No.
Where do you come down? Moro Jomo set to join us after Eagles practice on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.